The White House last week named the Commerce Department to head its Opportunity Project that President Obama launched in March. The project calls on private sector software developers to use the myriad of federal data sets to help citizens solve problems like finding employment and affordable housing. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers has more.
The Commerce Department is known by some as America's data agency. With the Patent and Trademark Office and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, it's used to handling a variety of information, and a lot of it. For more on why Commerce is the right agency for the job, I talked to Counselor to the Commerce Secretary, Justin Antoni Pillay.
Between the Weather Service and the Census Bureau, the Bureau of International Trade, the International Trade Administration, we have export data, demographic data, economic data, and we are really focused on enabling innovation using that data and to bring data in our agency to drive better use of our programs. We've also been focused on exactly what the Opportunity Project has been focused on, which is look at specific actionable problems and bring teams together to try and solve them using our data. So I would just say the reason we thought it was a perfect fit is for our data mission, what we've been focused on is a strategic matter on data. The Opportunity Project fits right in, and we have the team to do it.
Can you kind of give me an example of walk me through, gathering a specific set of data to being able to apply it into a real world example?
Sure. I'll give you one. We have a very valuable set of data coming out at Census that has import and export information in it. So it shows you by what are called HS codes, pretty specific, who is buying our goods and where we are buying stuff from. Now, why does that matter? It matters because if you're a mid-market plumbing company, you should know where your competitors are buying their hoses from and where your competitors are selling their hoses. And we've seen when companies are given access to that information. If you know that there's a whole market in a part of the country, part of the world that you didn't know about for hoses, you can target your sales there. That's how you bring data instead of gut instinct to driving growth, and that helps communities. That helps small and medium-sized businesses grow and really accomplish their missions.
And you had mentioned you would like to see smaller and mid-sized. Is it business or just any small, mid-sized thing to use this data more?
We want everybody to use our data more. One of the things that we're a little worried about is when you see from certain sources who is getting our data directly, it's often companies that have very sophisticated data science offices, consultants, and others. That's great. We want them to have our data. But I want nonprofits to better understand their stakeholders and to be able to advocate for them more. And you can do that using our demographic data. It's what private sector does all the time. And another example we've put out there, but there are many, we aren't focused on this, is in a commercial case, there's a whole industry that consults on picking juries. They bring demographic data to help pick a jury. I want public defenders and legal aid, I want them to have easy tools so that they can bring an equal playing field to those kinds of things when life and death or years are on the line.
That was Counselor to the Commerce Secretary, Justin Antoni Pillay. Now, with all this data and agency partners, how does Commerce get that information to be helpful? Here's Antoni Pillay again.
First of all, you find valuable data sets and you focus on making them usable. That's a big challenge. A lot of our data is in old legacy systems and might not be easily accessible. So we're looking at those challenges. But let's say we do that. We have some pretty interesting data sets, and you can find on our website a curated list of some really interesting, valuable data sets, whether demographic, economic, that could be used to solve problems. Then you have to identify the problem and bring the expertise in to build the tool. What you see in the Opportunity Project is a specific problem identified, finding the companies that might be, or nonprofits that might be interested in using data to advance it, and then bringing the data to the table. It's sort of a community engagement approach. What we're also looking to do at Commerce is to try to build a series of scalable tools that can be used for some of the things I was just telling you. Because small and medium-sized entities need to be able to all access our data in usable ways, and so that's how we're pushing it forward now.
will there be, you know, certain checkpoints to know, oh, we are doing this correctly?
That's a great question. And we're looking at all kinds of metrics to how we know that our data is being used more. We can tell in certain ways because bringing profile to groups, letting them know about the data that weren't aware of it and how it can be used, you can start seeing the uptick. You can see engagement through tools on like ones that these incredible companies produced in the Opportunity Project, but we're also looking at straight up metrics on usage to see how we're doing.
What kind of, can you be specific or give an example of a metric?
Well, so one is, although again, we don't do this for everything, but you know, when you're using APIs, you often have to get a key for the API so we can see draws directly on APIs. There are other data sets, obviously, that we make available in bulk. You just go in, you know, CSV or other files. And for those, it's a little bit harder for us to see exactly who's downloading it and how it's being used, because somebody can take an important data set, make it available, and it's used heavily, but we wouldn't have visibility. So we're thinking about that actually quite a bit.
That's Justin Antoni-Pillay, counselor to the Commerce Secretary. The White House recently applauded new tools created by the private sector to solve some of the country's most pressing issues. But what's in it for federal employees?
You should go to our website on the Commerce Data Service. We are hiring. We need data scientists. We need software developers because we have a broad set of agencies and bureaus inside the department and around the government, honestly, that are trying to get the data out in ways that will solve big public problems. So we're not only wrangling the data, we're not only trying to engage on specific ones, specific challenges, we're trying to think about what the biggest problems are that the government and the public face. And how can we advance those at scale using data? That's why it's exciting. And our team members are joining us because we have a noble mission. We want to take an asset and get people who aren't using it to use it better. That's why you should join us.
That was Justin Antoni-Pillay, counselor to the Commerce Secretary. For more information on the 29 new tools introduced into the Opportunity Project, go to opportunity.census.gov. In Washington, Meredith Summers, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Read Meredith's story online now at federalnewsradio.com.